At school lunches throughout the nation, one of the most popular foods is 1% fat chocolate milk. The School Nutrition Association promotes chocolate milk, saying that it's high in calcium, phosphorus, and vitamin D. Its sweet flavor gets more kids to drink it, and as long as kids don't drink too much, it's a healthy beverage. Critics point out that milk on its own is fairly high in sugar, and with the sugar added to chocolate or strawberry-flavored milk, well over 50% of its calories end up coming from sugar. What's more, it may be easy to develop a habit of drinking it. Years of debate and research have not yet resolved this controversy. Adding to the fray is a new study about addiction that features not chocolate milk, but another food that gets over 50% of its calories from sugar.
Generally speaking, I can say that anything with refined sugars or very, very tasty can change the perception of the foods.
Pietro Cotona of Boston University led the new study, published yesterday by the Proceedings of the National Academy of Science. The study involved feeding rats chow chow 5 days a week. For the remaining 2 days, the researchers gave the rats a sweetened chocolate chow. So what's the difference between these two kinds of chow? Pietro Cotona says that in chow chow, the calories come from a little bit of fat, a little more protein, and mostly carbohydrates.
The regular chow diet has around 13% of fat, 20% protein, and 65% of carbohydrate.
He says the chocolate chow has a similar ratio of protein, fat, and carbs, and actually it does not contain real chocolate.
No, it's just a flavored chocolate. There is no really chocolate.
However, while the carbs in chow chow are mostly starches, such as soy and grains, Professor Cotona says that in chocolate chow, most of the carbs and calories come from sugar.
Exactly. This is the main difference.
So chocolate chow tastes much sweeter than regular chow, just as sweetened cereal tastes sweeter than regular cereal, and sweetened chocolate milk tastes much sweeter than regular milk. As for what happens when this kind of sweet is supposed to be used fairly frequently but still in limited amounts, well, many parents and adults have had the experience of adopting a routine with some special sweet treats that they plan to limit but which eventually become habit-forming. Something similar happened to Cotona's rats. Even though the chocolate chow was basically a special treat, given not all the time but at limited times, the rats got hooked on it. In fact, the pattern of having it sometimes and limiting it others might have added to its addictive qualities. You see, on the days when the rats only got chow chow, they acted anxious, despondent. On the days with chocolate chow, not out of, but as a way to alleviate the pain of when they didn't get to have it. Pietro Cotona.
I would call it like emotional pain. It's basically a shift from liking something to avoiding pain over having that something. Like a child that can clean his room because get praise from the mom, or a child can clean his room just to avoid that mom is upset. The concept is you can do something to receive something pleasant, or you can do something just to avoid something unpleasant.
After several weeks of giving rats this on-again, off-again chocolate chow, Cotona's research team analyzed rat brain tissue and found high levels of the stress hormone, corticotropin-releasing factor, in the amygdala. This is a brain center that governs basic emotions. So something about this high-sugar eating pattern had stressed a crucial part of the brain. And while this was a study about chocolate chow and rats, Cotona says that for people, binging on any kind of food or having a special free day during a diet may, over time, promote this addictive and vicious cycle. Highly palatable foods, such as those that are sweet, like chocolate chow, may be especially powerful at setting up addictions. So he says he would be cautious about promoting long-term consumption of high-sugar chocolate milk for children as a frequent special treat during lunch.
I would say so, yeah. It's dangerous, especially in certain periods of the life, yeah.
This research finding from Pietro Cotona was published yesterday by the National Academy of Sciences. This is the same day that the National Dairy Council launched a new campaign to urge children to drink more flavored milks, such as chocolate milk. For How on Earth, I'm Shelley Schlender.